Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is a regular scheduled meeting of the Board of Aldermen, Public Safety and Transportation Committee for Wednesday, November 5th, 2014. This meeting is being audiotaped. Present is Alderman Johnson, Alderman Cody, Alderman Yates, myself, Alderman Ciccone, our committee clerk, Danielle Delaney, and Officer Rocco Marine from the Police Department. Tonight we're going to be doing the taxis and public autos. I'm going to go down each docket number with the name of the that goes with the docket number. Officer Marini, you can tell me pass, fail, whatever.
Sure.
Okay?
Absolutely.
All right. 387-14, Michael Antonellis, 224 Calvary Street, Waltham. This is for veterans taxi, 4 public autos, and 49 taxis, and 5 designated taxi stands.
Yes, yep. All the vehicles passed.
All the vehicles passed. Okay. That's 387-14. You know what? I'm gonna go through all these in.
Why don't we think one who didn't fail?
We'll just give us the ones that didn't pass, and then we can vote them, and then we'll vote all the rest of them all together. I think that's easier that way.
But the other way, vote the ones that have passed, and then go to the troublesome ones.
Okay, that's fine. All right.
Well, I can tell the board is that all the companies have passed. All the vehicles have passed the inspection for October. I just completed those last week. The only thing is one guy turned in his public auto. He is leaving the city of Newton and is going down North Carolina. So he just turned his down into me. And I am making phone calls to go down the list of the next person on that list.
Okay.
So this is Richard Johnson?
No, that's yellow. Okay.
No.
Do you know the party?
Yeah, David Newcomb. He was David Newcomb was and his company was Public Auto 16. It was.
I just gave it to you.
Newton Coach. He was at Newton Coach Incorporated.
One quick question: when you go down the list to call people for the next one, do Newton residents get priority, or is it just first come first serve?
First come first serve. We were looking into there's been a long. We're looking at changing the ordinance because some of these ones are like 20 years old, 25 years old.
Right.
So we've been because everything has been, the industry is changing.
Yeah.
And so we've been working on ordinances for over a year now to try to get them fine tuned.
Yeah.
To try to make some of those changes to compensate some of the residents rather than the outsiders.
Yeah. Okay.
That's part of it, so.
Yeah, I know that's a question that come up every time.
Yeah, 77 Cedar Street in Boston. What the hell's going on?
That's what stuck out. Yeah.
They're everywhere. I get Cambridge, Peabody, you know, they come from everywhere.
Well, Mr. Robbins used to live in Ward 2, and he was a pain, so we were glad he moved.
Did you see two wizards somewhere?
No, it was. He was running it out of the neighborhood, and he was clogging up the whole neighborhood and had police things running and parking and employees. It was a nightmare over on Avenue.
All right, I'm gonna go down the list, folks, and we'll vote on them as we go along. All right,
fine.
Okay, that 387-14, Michael Antonellis for the veterans taxi, 49 taxi licenses. All vehicles have passed.
Pass.
All those in favor?
Aye.
4-0 on 387-14. Okay, 388-14, Richie Johnson, 25 Border Street, West Newton, request of 20 taxi licenses. They all did pass.
Yes.
And we can take a vote on that.
Move approval of them.
Huh?
Move approval of 388-14.
Move approval. All those in favor? 4-0. Thank you. 389-14, George Mary. George has actually got three different docket items, but we'll go through them all. One of them is Newtonville Cab, the other one's Newton Taxi, the other one is
Holden's.
Holden's, that's correct.
Yes.
Okay, so we have a total of 3, 2, and 3. And he's got 389-14, 390-14, and 391-14. Is there a motion?
Move.
It's been moved.
They all passed.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Everything's passed.
Yeah. All those in favor? 4-0. Okay, that's on 389, 390, and 391. 392-14, Mohammed Sadi, 77 Cedar Street, Boston, requesting renewal of one taxi license. He has passed. Is there a motion?
Move approval.
Approval. All those in favor? 4-0. Annis Laney, 8201 Inwood Drive, Woburn, requesting renewal for one taxi license. He has passed. All those in... Oh, motion.
Motion.
So moved. All those in favor? 4-0. C. Torrey, 1359 Center Street, is 394-14. Requesting renewal for one taxi license, which has passed. Is there a motion?
So moved.
All those in favor? 4-0. On to the second page. 395-14, Yekaterina Portnaya, P.O. Box 42, 90 Oak Street, 44, Newton, Mass. One public auto license renewal. It has passed for Bean Town Carriage. All those in favor?
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
It's been moved by Alderman Yates. All those in favor? 4-0.
Just a little rip.
396-14.
Yeah,
Dorothy W. Dundas, 15 Moreland Avenue, Newton Center, requesting one public auto for Crystal Lake Express. It has passed. The police department inspection. Is there a motion?
Mm-hmm.
All those in favor? 4-0. 397-14. Gerald Robbins, 253 Riverview Avenue, Newton, requesting renewal for four public auto licenses for Welding Group Incorporated. Is there a motion? They have all passed.
Motion.
Motion by Alderman Cody. All those in favor? 4-0. Donald LaPlante, 395 Lexington Street, Auburndale, requesting renewal of one public auto license for Don's Car Service. It has passed the police department inspection. Is there a motion?
So moved. Move
by Alderman Yates. Oh, moved approval. All those in favor? 4-0. 399-14. Tom V. Talil, 12 Appleton Street, Waltham, requesting renewal of one public auto license for Newton Car Services. That has passed the police department inspection. All those in favor? So moved. All in favor? 4-0.
Five.
5-0. Excuse me. All.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. Alderman Harney has joined us. We have 5-0. 400-14 is the last item for this evening. I'm going to butcher this name too, but I'm going to try it. Mehdi Hulani, 72 Beaver Street, Waltham, requesting renewal for three public taxi licenses for Newton Cab. We have all passed the police inspection. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Alderman Johnson moves approval. All those in favor? 5-0. Is there anything else that the committee needs to bring up this evening?
Actually, Officer Marino, I'm just curious, because I see a lot more of the zip cars. Does the city have any, how does that work, or are they just...
Nothing.
Okay.
There's no rules or regulations, but we don't have anything in place with the city ordinances.
And the state doesn't, so it's just a company can...
Like a
rental car and so forth.
Yeah, they do a bicycle, too. Mm-hmm. You can go to those kiosks, and especially in Brighton, Mayo, Harvard, they have the New Balance bikes. You can do the same thing with the bikes, park and drop off somewhere else.
Yeah, okay.
So that's a good question on the zip cars. So a lot of cities have special spots for them. Do we have those? I think we have in the city lot in Newton.
We did it in Newton Center for a while. Yeah. I don't know.
There's going to be one in the Pearl Street lot. Pearl Street lot, New Corner, I believe.
Do they pay for those? Or
I'm sorry?
Are they paying for those?
No, it's just at a convenience for the people of the city.
Yeah.
Do you get tagged if you park there and you're not a zip car?
I'm sure they do, yeah, because it's just the spot is reserved for the zip cars only.
And then Uber, of course, nothing.
That has been the biggest headache, and it's the biggest sore in this whole industry. It's changed a lot. I'm getting a ton of complaints. I know Boston, the city of Boston, the Boston taxi companies have a class action lawsuit against them. I know that I was talking to Yellow Cab as well as Veterans, and they're looking to do another suit against them too because they're killing the business. Uh-huh. And there's no regulation with them, and there's no rules, no regs, and they're just, gypsies.
Right.
You know, and they're taking away a lot of work from these guys. And what happens is a lot of these vehicles are passenger.
Right.
Where all these companies, they'll have $1 million policy. These are passenger vehicles, and they're just picking people up and dropping them off.
I would never do that.
So until there's a crash involved in one of those.
Exactly.
I mean, we
even
Yes, absolutely.
We started to change some of the, we weren't going the direction of, we changed a lot of city ordinances. We kind of fine-tuned them a lot. But now with this Uber, we're just trying to find, we're back to, I won't say back to the drawing board, but we're replaying scenarios and how we can try to regulate them. Even traveling through, so we have a reason to stop them, to identifying them. One thing was we were going to start with the hacking licenses. We do a BOP on them, we do a Corey check, we do driver history. Mm-hmm. Put out there, you know, we can see what's on their record, any kind of,
what's a BOP? Board of Probation's check.
See if there are any criminal charges against them at any time, is what that is. If there's sexual harassment or stalking or that type of stuff. So what we're trying to do is with the liveries, limousines, vans, buses, we're trying to regulate all those. So not so much as a hacking license, but just have an identification card. So at least it might be a nominal fee for all the paperwork, but at least you can start regulating them and get them in the door and start starting where they are
to
come through the city.
So many things happening.
Yeah, but this Uber is killing the whole industry because you got guys who are doing, guys and girls doing the right thing and trying to abide by the rules. And then what this company does is they give you a GPS, they give you an Apple phone, and you can turn it on and turn it off whenever you feel like work, and you turn it on. That's like putting the overhead taxi light on, saying I'm available. You're hovering around the city, you start picking up, and it goes to the nearest person. So a person will go on Uber, they'll go online, they'll say I need to go A to B. They get the nearest car available, could be a block away, rather than being dispatched. And we there's no record of saying that they're trapped in that car. There's no way of saying, hey, it could be, you know, there's no way of saying identifying that vehicle.
Well, I think, you know, people, especially women, taking a huge risk doing that.
Yeah, eventually something will become up. It's going to be an issue.
Yeah.
Well, I just saw something that was on the news. A girl got charged $380-something for a ride. She slid her card.
Yeah, and they get the scams involved too, because now with the iPhones, now you can join this company, and it's almost like a plug-in, like you plug in the earphones. You plug it in, it has a little card swipe. So you can get a stolen credit card, you can just swipe it, goes right to your company, and they'll pay it, and they'll face the charges later, and then they'll change the company name to something else and defer the money. And there's another new one up there too, it's called Lyft.
That's the one with the mustache cards.
Lyft. But now all these companies, different agents, they're catching on. So with Uber made such a big thing about it, now it's disappearing. I can take my own personal car to drive around, drop off the kids to school, and be like, let me go work for a couple hours and see what I get.
I can see the problem, but you can also see like the stagecoaches don't exist anymore either, so times change. I don't know, I guess getting on top of regulations is the problem.
Exactly.
Yeah.
My kids.
You don't have stagecoach in Ward 3? We do.
They get their phone out, boom, the Uber's there.
It's all of you guys.
In a minute, takes them, no money exchanges, you have an Uber account, and they, all these kids.
All the kids do it, they all.
College and older.
The college kids love it.
Oh yeah, college it's just so convenient. It's tech savvy,
They get a fine way to regulate it a little bit.
I was at a party last night in Boston, they're great on Uber. They're all leaving Boston to go on. Except for their limos.
Did you ever try to get a cab in Boston?
It's a baker party, right?
It's
a big street party, actually.
Yeah, I kind of figured.
Very good.
All right, thank you.
All right, folks, we're adjourned.
Good job.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.